Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I went and saw him a couple of years ago, Timberlake. He's amazingly entertaining in concert. Yeah. My God, he was good. I forgot that I had seen him.
Is it going to ruin the tour?
Why would it ruin the tour?
The world tour?
Well, I just hope nobody gets impaled and they have to take the tip out.
Well, thank God she was able to survive.
I'm not taking the bait.
Do you ever listen to the words that come out of your mouth?
No.
Clearly.
Half
do you
the time,
not remember Justin
I don't listen to the words coming out of your mouth either.
No. Do you not remember Justin Timberlake's DUI arrest?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he had just a few words for the officer?
Yeah.
This is going to ruin the tour.
This is going to ruin the tour.
Ruin the
and the cop, who was like 20 and didn't even know
who
he
was,
goes, what tour?
Well, first
what
of all,
the world tour.
That's right,
this is the world tour. Here's how this show works. And Sam, there's something playing in the background. Thank you.
It's JT.
I thought you were making fun of me. I've just gotten so used to being made fun of all the time that I thought you were making fun of the way that I say tour.
No, I told you on the Golf Channel they've started saying tour, and I don't know why.
Because
out
that's how you pronounce it.
On the PGA. Tour.
Tour.
Tournament.
That's why
Do
it's a tournament.
Do you know what else they've started to say? And then I promise this is the last time we'll talk about golf, but it was very weird. And one of my very good friends is a teaching pro, and she said to me today, have you heard what they've started saying when you go to read a putt? Like, I'm gonna help you read the putt, Sam.
What?
They have started saying, instead of read the putt, like, which way do you think it's going to go? Teach the putt. It just started. If you watch, oh, look at that. He's going to show him how to teach the putt. I go,
I thought
what?
It was reading the green.
Who's teaching what?
Well, like, if I'm in front of you and your ball's behind me, okay? I go, really? You go first and then give me the read. Like, I'll watch your ball and what it's doing, and then I know what my ball's going to do.
Right.
They have changed the language this week, I guess. Instead of reading the putt, they're saying teaching. I'm like,
you got to watch out for the flying umbrellas.
Why? Clearly.
Mm-hmm.
He'll get you.
Well, I would bet on any golf course my ball would be behind you.
Scott Parks!
You said it!
Oh my God, what is wrong with you?
You said it.
Speaking of lewd, oh my gosh, you guys, I think the internet is so stupid sometimes because of influencers. I hate that word.
Before we get to a serious story,
it is serious.
Former Royals All-Star Whit Merrifield has officially announced he is retiring from Major League Baseball after 9 seasons. He made his debut as a 27-year-old.
That's old.
That is old. With the Royals in 2016, played 863 games with the Royals, left the team in 2022 when he was traded to the Blue Jays. He said the decision to walk away from baseball was, quote, easy.
Oh, wow.
I have a signed Merrifield jersey in my basement.
He said the decision to walk away was easy.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I've had it. I've had it with baseball.
Well, fatherhood, I mean.
Of course.
Yeah.
He said, hey, guys, you all should know that I decided a while back to retire. When it came down to it, it was an easy decision.
Mm-hmm.
Many factors played a role, but the main one was a 6-pound, 6-ounce gift from God that my wife and I were blessed with in March of 2024.
Little baby.
At this point in life, I'd much rather chase around a toddler than chase sliders.
Good now, for him.
When they say, because it is typical for people to say, like, it was a really tough decision. We mulled over all of our options.
Right.
And the only conclusion that we could come to was that I had to retire. Was it actually a tough decision, or are they just trying to show some sort of respect?
I think for some people, because all they have known, especially top tier athletes, all they have known is competing. It's all they've known.
Well, look at Aaron Rodgers, for example.
In, out.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers is, he's 41 years old. He should have retired 2 seasons ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he's wondering where his next meal's coming from.
Mm-mm.
And
you have to be able to find something you are as passionate about after that entire successful career or I think you'll slowly die in retirement. They have to have that.
The rumor always was that
competition
with Tom Brady, that his then wife, Giselle, told him it's football or me.
And he kept playing. Bye.
He couldn't stop playing football, you know? And for people like Whit Merrifield, good on you, you know? You've got a wife. You've got a young kid, one-year-old kid. Walk away from the game. You don't need it anymore.
Yeah.
You know, 162 games a season. You're traveling all over the country when you could be at home with your wife and your young child. I'd walk away. Okay.
Little baby gift from God.
Now the
love it.
The social media influencer.
The lewd, crude, and you are going to lose in court lawsuit. And it's a very, very big name suing a very, very little guy. And the very, very big name is going to win this all day long.
Oh, yeah.
A social media, quote, influencer made lewd videos while pretending to be a worker at In-N-Out Burger, according to a California lawsuit. A social media influencer is being sued after he was accused of posting lewd and derogatory videos dressed as an employee of the popular restaurant chain. I'm not even going to say he's accused of posting the videos. He's in the video wearing a uniform and an In-N-Out Burger hat. The federal lawsuit was filed by In-N-Out June 20th in the Central District of California against Brian Arnett. McClatchy News reached out to Arnett for comment, didn't immediately hear back. He is accused of impersonating an In-N-Out employee and then posting videos to his social media accounts. He didn't just go around goofing off, Scott, like I work at In-N-Out Burger. No. They say he went to multiple locations, wore the fake uniform, and recorded himself interacting with actual customers, telling them lewd, derogatory, and profane things, such as stating that In-N-Out had cockroaches and other things I will not mention on the air in its food.
Let's just say it's a protection that you would use in an intimate moment.
Associates put their feet in lettuce served to customers, asked one potential customer whether – I'm not even going to read that. I'm not even going to read that one.
You can read that.
No. It's a sexual reference that is completely inappropriate. What in what world – does someone think you can thump the In-N-Out Burger Bear or McDonald's or Five Guys? It doesn't even matter. Impersonating a worker, doing awful things, and they are not going to come after you with every single thing they have.
And they should. In-N-Out Burger should come after him.
This is not protected civilly under artistic... No, Sam, not when you are impersonating being someone that works there and telling them awful things about the food. Like there are cockroaches in what you just ordered.
Well,
that's sabotage.
Dana, that's the least. You glossed over the worst part and you didn't even read the one about the food. Well, I'm not going to read that one either. I mean, he went way over the line. And he would pretend to be a restaurant worker on Easter Sunday when the restaurant is closed. Is In-N-Out Burger like a Sonic where you pull in?
It's a standard fast food restaurant. They have a indoor seating area and then
wildly popular in California. The restaurant, by the way, is suing for federal trademark infringement, done. False designation of origin and disparagement, done. Common law trademark infringement, unfair competition, business defamation, done. And common law trespass.
Yeah.
Several of the counts stem from him wearing the fake uniform with the restaurant's logos and colors prominently displayed.
Did he ever try to sell any items with the logo on them?
No, he went to the customers.
He was harassing.
Dressed as an employee, saying that there are cockroaches and, I'll say it, cockroaches and condoms in the food.
So logo copyright infringement. That case is dropped.
Why?
Because he didn't try to sell it.
He
you can make
used,
a t-shirt with anything on it that you want to and wear it around.
Now, are you guessing it's going to be dropped, or are you saying you just looked at it?
I'm just guessing.
Okay.
No, because if remember the woman that had the little underwear store in the Crossroads Arts District, and she was selling underwear with Royals on it. Cute little girls, you know, young women underwear with Royals.
That's the issue right there. She was selling it. If this cat individual, I'm assuming guy,
yes,
isn't selling the product, he's not infringing any copyright.
But you're presenting yourself as being affiliated with a company that you are not.
And wearing their logo. There's the infringement right there.
Maybe not, Sam. I don't know, he is in a world of trouble. Here's the other issue.
I'll tell you where they're going to get him is on the defamation.
The damage is done. And, you know, let's say he's got 200,000 followers or whatever. The damage is done. And In-N-Out Burger, they're not going to get a dime from this kid.
No.
Like some 25-year-old influencer.
But you know what? Influencers make a lot of money.
They can.
I wonder how people become influencers. What is it about you? You go online, and all of a sudden, people just want to start following you. And I'm over the influencer trend. I know, Sam. Scott, you and Dana and I are influencers.
I hate that word.
So do I.
The influencer trend is not going anywhere anytime soon, as long as it is a multi-trillion-dollar business.
You're right. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Manfred Mann, song written by Bruce Springsteen. A large number of Americans, this is from CBS News, a large number of Americans feel under pressure to earn big bucks simply to keep pace with the rising cost of living. A poll by Bankrate found that nearly half of the respondents think they need to earn at least $100,000 a year to live comfortably, while a quarter say they need to make at least $150,000 to feel rich. More than half said they would need an annual income of at least $200,000, while 25% put that figure at $1 million.
Wow. Life's expensive.
Ain't getting any cheaper.
No.
The median income in the United States is just over $60,000 a year for a full-time worker.
Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, that includes places like New York and
L.A.,
San
Francisco.
So who's driving those numbers that far down?
Alabama, Mississippi.
Every place else.
A North Carolina landscaper has been arrested for throwing a large unauthorized house party while the homeowners that he worked for were away on vacation.
No.
Yes.
Will you watch your house? Yes, I will watch your house with 100 of my friends.
I will mow during the day and tap during the night.
Party down at night.
Michael Brown, 37 years old, was arrested over the weekend after he took it upon himself to invite several hundred people.
Oh, my gosh.
To a home where he was hired for lawn maintenance, according to the sheriff's department.
Who would ever think they could get away with something like that?
Brown also allegedly charged each partygoer an entry fee that he kept. Well, duh. He didn't give it to charity.
$5 for the cup. I'm not selling beer, officer.
Deputies were called to the home after receiving several noise complaints. Once on the scene, officials say they spoke to Brown, who initially presented the home as being his own. After being questioned by authorities, he then said the house belonged to his grandparents, but later admitted that he was the lawn guy and had no relation to the homeowners at all.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine receiving that phone call when you're on vacation?
No. I can't imagine if they had video inside the home.
The good news is your lawn is mowed.
Did you ever throw a party at your parents' house?
I did not because I knew I could get away with very, very little. My dad had a very keen eye for the slightest thing that was out of place. And they didn't go out of town very often.
The warm hood.
The warm hood on my car to this day. I'm like, ugh. I broke curfew, but I got home right before my parents did. And so I was like, suckers! They had stayed out. It was like a Saturday night. I get home at like midnight. They roll in at like 12:10.
And you're upstairs
fly under my bed.
Asleep.
And I go, And then I hear the garage door go up, and I'm like, oh, yeah. And Dad comes in, and he goes, sweetheart. I go,
Dad?
What? Oh, where am I? Oh, God, I've been asleep. What time is it? And he goes, yeah, you're grounded. I felt the hood of your car. Your engine's still warm.
So great. So great.
Gotcha. Happy birthday to my dad, who not only did not answer my call today when I called him to say happy birthday, he didn't answer Sam's call.
He didn't answer your call?
He did not. He's busy. Celebrating.
What is he busy doing?
Well, he's on the golf course with my mother.
Oh.
He's in northern Mississippi. They drove 3 or 4 hours north to play at this.
Why would you drive away from the beach?
I did say to him, I said, where are you? You know, be careful and enjoy your birthday. But I, you know, they don't like planes. So on the ground they stay.
Can you hear banjos in the background?
I wasn't going to say it, but in my voice message to him, I said, turn around if you hear banjos, Sam.
No, you
didn't. I swear to God, that is what I left him this morning. I swear to you.
Banjo is a fine instrument.
It is a fine instrument.
Speaking of teens not getting away with things, listen to this story out of Indiana. A teen in a horrifyingly scary clown mask goes on a robbery spree and then gets busted because his parents turned him in. Police were searching for a person accused of robbing cars in a, quote, clown-like mask when a parent walked into the sheriff's office with a 16-year-old boy and said, here's your guy.
Good.
The teen went on a two-night crime spree in Evansville, where he broke into two cars on June 19th, and then tried to rob more and a home on June 22nd. Quoting here from the sheriff, quote, this is youthful immaturity. Wearing a mask like that, ramped up on social media attention, led to this person's parents seeing it posted online. I'm going to take exception with the sheriff saying this is youthful immaturity. At the point that you are wearing a scream mask and you try to break into someone's house, as a parent, you have no choice but to turn them in. You're lucky you're not dead. I'm literally saving your life, turning you in.
Yep.
Because how many times he legitimately was the bad guy burglar in the mask. How many times is the homeowner home and packing? And would have had every right with him breaking into that house.
My dad turned me in when I was 17 years old.
You know, rummaging through cars, I don't like that. I don't like calling that youthful immaturity. You go breaking into someone's house, you got to do the time for that crime.
You would turn your kid in?
Yes. Yes, he should be dead. He should be dead. He could have gotten shot.
I'm not going
to
disagree.
You're either going to be dead or you're going to go to jail.
I don't disagree with you.
I think
the vast majority of parents would not turn their kid in.
Two residents said cash, a laptop, and designer handbags were taken from their cars as home surveillance footage captured the masked teen. 3 days later, he was seen on home surveillance footage as he tried to open several locked vehicles and a locked garage. Another person said two window screens were removed from their home. Police believe it was him and another attempted burglary.
I believe it.
You have to turn them in at that point.
I mean, how many parents have tried to defend their kids when they knew they committed a murder?
I'll tell you what. I bet the vast majority of parents would not turn their kid in for a home break-in, and here's why. They think it would go on their record, and their kid would be tarred for life.
At 16, you would have to hope that they would have leniency because we parents turned him in. But here's the deal, Scott. Do you think for 1 minute that's the first time he's done that?
No, I God,
don't.
No.
I think this is the first time he got caught.
Yeah.
And you would have to look at this as the parent, like, I'm saving your life by turning you in. This ends now. And let me quote here from the sheriff. We are grateful to the parent who demonstrated courage and integrity by doing the right thing, even under extremely difficult circumstances.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on Dan and Parks.
The Chase, and are designed to get you started as quickly as possible. So let's get started. Firstly, you need to sit comfortably on a chair with the banjo sitting in the hollow between your legs. Secondly, let's tune up. Picks. Usually two metal ones on the index.
Play it,
used,
you nerd!
So a
who cares? Play!
For an absolute thumb.
There it is.
Index. Middle. thumb on the high G string.
Are you paying attention?
Then the backward part.
I'm trying to teach you how to play the banjo.
I don't want to know how to play the banjo.
Oh.
Paddle faster.
And it's finished with the middle finger on the high D string. Remember, play them as slowly as possible.
Hey, it is summertime, ladies and gentlemen, and that is a perfect time to get to work on your yard, and you can do that with American Topsoil. My good friends over at American Topsoil, who will bring the exact amount of soil to your yard, and they will place it wherever you need it, unlike their competition. I've used American Topsoil countless times. I trust these guys. I really do. I've had them do work at my home and my daughter Sarah's home, and they are the best in the business. If you have low sunken areas around your home where the soil is settled, you need to replenish with new topsoil. Save your back. Leave the heavy lifting to American Topsoil. They've been doing this for 35 years, and they've seen it all. No job is too big. No job is too small. And using their power wheelbarrow, and unlike the competition that's just going to throw the dirt in your driveway, at American Topsoil, they install it wherever you need it on your property, and you only pay for the amount that you need. No worries about ordering too much. Call American Topsoil today, and before the heavy spring rains and summer rains end up in your basement. 913-888-SOIL, 913-888-SOIL, or online at americantopsoil.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Feels like home, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Makes me happy.
Billy Strings, ladies and gentlemen.
Love me some Billy Strings. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. And by the way, I'm planning on going down there. I haven't even told Mom and Dad this yet. Maybe November, maybe December. And just I'll work a week down there. I'll just work from there. Go hang out, see the beach. Okay. You need to do that. They've invited you down there like an awkward number of times.
I wouldn't say it's awkward.
Like, why doesn't Scott come down? I'm like, well... Like, they legitimately want you to come down.
Then I'll go down.
They reach out to all my friends. They're like, are you going to come? They called Patty the other day, and they're like, we've got a mint waiting for you on your pillow. Come on out. They didn't even invite me. They invited Patty out.
I'll go. I don't play golf.
Dad won't care.
Okay.
He'll sit around in that little tin roof porch of his. And
all I do is stare at the ocean.
Smoke a cigar, and you can go stare at the ocean.
That's all I do.
I know it.
We're going to San Francisco next month.
Have you ever been to California?
I have been to Lake Tahoe in the winter to go skiing in December of 2008, I think it was.
And you're going to San Fran.
Did I stutter?
Well, I'm looking at the map because I forget how central or southern that is. Point to the dot for me.
It is neither.
Okay, so I'm glad. I'm glad you're up there. I told you, you have to go to either Muir Woods or one of the Redwood Forests.
Why would I do that when there's a beach literally to the west?
Because, Scott, look at me.
What?
You have never seen anything like it, ever. The color of green, and I know how much you love nature and wondrous things, you have never seen that shade of green. It looks fake. It looks like something out of Avatar. I just roamed around with my mouth open until a bird pooped in it because you do not understand how small we are and how tall and green and lush those trees are.
What do you mean how I don't understand
like
how small? I watch astronomy videos.
9,000 feet in the air. You could drive a truck through the trunks of some of them.
Is this the Redwoods or whatever they're called?
We went to Muir Woods because it was by Alcatraz, and I really wanted to go to Alcatraz, which I think you're right by Alcatraz.
It's in San Francisco Bay.
Yeah, so if I were you, I'd book Alcatraz. You get to go see where they all escaped, and then absolutely go to Sausalito and Muir Woods.
Okay.
Promise, because you need to see it before you die.
Well, I don't,
and I'm just saying we're not getting
any younger. I'm not going to promise, but what I will say is that I'm going to go stare at the ocean a lot.
Yeah, yeah. But don't just see them off in the distance and be like, yeah, there's the tall trees. You have to go in, and they're all like you park and just walk in, and then you look up and you're like, oh, my, wow.
Okay, so this isn't me and T just going there by ourselves. We're going to see her daughter.
Okay.
Who lives there.
She don't like trees?
Well, her name is Amber.
Okay.
I don't know.
Tell her to take you to Muir Woods.
Okay.
Also, Northern California beaches are not fun.
Oh, he'll enjoy it.
There is sand. She did send us a picture up, but it's rock, and then there's a cliff, and then there's a little bitty beach down at the bottom of the cliff. And there's apparently some trail that you can walk to get down to the beach. I don't need to get in the water. I've already been to a beach this year. All I'm saying is I need to go stare at the ocean.
Okay. You'll love it.
Okay. And then I'd like to see the city and the Golden Gate Bridge and all that stuff. It'll be lovely. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is investigating Tesla after incidents involving the electric car maker's robo-taxis were caught on camera this weekend during a pilot in Austin, Texas. The Traffic Safety Administration, which operates under the Department of Transportation, said it contacted Tesla after video surfaced showing instances of the company's self-driving taxi driving down the wrong side of the road.
Oh, here we go.
And braking erratically. In one video posted on social media, Tesla enters a lane marked on the roadway as being for left turns only, but then goes straight through the intersection and enters an opposing lane for 10 seconds before swerving. This is like AI. It's coming, but it's not perfected.
We have to keep in mind this is a beta technology. Why they're trying to roll it out as if it is no longer a beta technology, I do not know.
What does beta technology mean?
Meaning it's not perfected yet.
Then why wouldn't they test this out in like a makeshift town? You know, like a Hollywood set?
Because that wouldn't get clicks. Same thing with the Waymo. And why you have so many Waymos sitting at one intersection waiting for the other one to go, honking at each other.
But testing this out in Austin, you're going to get somebody killed.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? Sam, the car was driving down the wrong way.
And Dana, the self-driving mode, you can change how aggressive it is, right?
Like there's yes, a manic there's a mode. Chill and there's, but you know what? I've taken mine off. Not because I don't trust it, but I just prefer cruise control. Unless I'm driving to Denver, which is never going to happen again. You know, all the way down I-70 where it's just miles and miles of nothing. That's where autopilot really comes in handy. You still have to keep your hands on the wheel, as you should. You still have to keep your eyes on the road, as you should. These are just a cruise control.
Here's what I don't understand. If you have to put your hands on the wheel, what's the point of making it self-drive?
It, you know, you can relax a little bit more than you normally would. But not like, even if you like would reach back into the back seat for something, it'll go beep, 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 put your eyes on the road. Wait, watches your eyes.
Do you have to have both hands on the wheel?
Every once in a while, if you don't, or if you've got a light touch on the wheel, it will say move wheel gently back and forth so that we know you're there, you're awake. It will make you do it. And if you don't do it, it will stop autopilot.
And it wants you to do that because the technology's not perfect, and if it's going to hit something, it wants you to be alert enough to make sure it's not
correct.
Going.
So I don't like it on the highways here because there's never a moment in Kansas City where there aren't orange cones everywhere, and I just would prefer, it does see cones. You see the cones on the screen.
Does it know about road construction?
Yes. Yes.
Not because, to mention all of the faded lines that we
and
have.
And the faded lines, but here's how it knows, Scott. Those cars are so smart. The 1,000 people that drove that road before you just on their commute to work,
yeah.
It's learning and storing all of that. So that by the time you get there, it's like, oh, yeah, this is a construction zone.
All right, so part of the problem in Austin, one of the issues was the car just stopped in the middle of the road when it detected police light activity.
It's called phantom braking.
It just stopped in the middle of the road.
Yep.
Twice.
Terrifying.
I wonder if they accidentally set the self-driving mode to the manic mode or whatever it's called.
No, because even then it shouldn't do that, Sam.
Says one guy, a money manager by the name of Rob Maurer. He was a passenger in one of the videos. He said he was in one of these robo-taxis, the one that was going down the wrong way on the road. He said there were no vehicles anywhere in sight. Well, lucky you. So this was not a safety issue. He must be on Tesla's payroll. I did not feel uncomfortable. You did not. Okay, Rob,
Yeah, when the car comes screeching to a halt for no reason whatsoever.
You didn't feel uncomfortable when the robo-taxi was going the wrong way down a road.
Right.
It was not a safety issue because there weren't any cars in sight.
Complete lie.
Would you have felt uncomfortable if there was a taxi driver driving down the wrong side
no,
of the road?
No, absolutely not. You'd be like, I'm sorry, are we on the wrong side? Are we in Europe?
913-58. It's only one country in Europe.
Whatever.
Now, everybody else is on the right side of the road.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought all of Europe was over there.
On the left side?
Yeah.
No, it's England. Great Britain. United Kingdom.
Sophie said it took like several days to get used to that.
It does. Well, we were there at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, she was there much longer than we were. But yes, it is. I'll tell you this. When we got picked up at the airport.
Oh. How do you do a roundabout? Left and around?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I'd be dead in 5 minutes.
So when we got to Heathrow and our chauffeur, not chauffeur, but, you know. The person picking us up. When we went into the parking garage at Heathrow, I said, can I sit in the front seat? And he goes, yeah, of course. So there I am sitting in the left seat with no steering wheel.
Oh, that's so weird.
It was weird. It was really weird. And of course, everybody's driving on the left. And I'll tell you this, what I would never do, when I have gone back to Europe in the past, I've rented cars before. I would never rent a car in England.
Didn't Matthew Broderick kill a family in his younger years over in England? Like,
I don't know.
Prior or after Ferris Bueller's Day Off? I'm almost positive.
I've never heard of that.
He was involved in a fatal accident over there on the wrong. My mom told me that years ago. I'm almost positive.
Yeah, I would never rent a car in England.
Oh, no.
Well, Dana, I was with you. I thought that more countries in Europe drove on the left side of the road. It's actually more Asian, African.
And Australian, I think.
Drive on the left side
Australia
of the road.
Australia drives on the left side.
Did you get results?
In Caribbean.
Well, I'm looking at it right now. So hang on. I'll find it here in a minute. Telephone number is 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Sex Nachos. Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez are going to be wed this week in Venice. The city could not hate them more.
Oh, I bet.
Have you seen the cost per person?
Well, I know 200 people have been invited.
Mm-hmm.
What is it per person? I don't even want to know.
Roughly $50,000 per person.
Wow.
Wow.
So they have requested zero gifts.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. How generous of them.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, you know, they need a lot. How else are they going to furnish their next yacht?
So, the vice mayor of Venice was on. They're getting married in Venice. And the vice mayor was on TV yesterday, and he was trying to put a happy face on it. We're very excited.
Oh, so happy to have him here.
We got picked. The Venetian people could not be more against this whole thing.
Oh, I bet.
Because it's the height of tourism season, and Venetians aren't known to be particularly fond of the tourists in the first place.
Right.
They have had to move. Bezos and Sanchez have had to move some of the parties that they were planning because Venetians were threatening to drown them out with protests. So, you know, do you take her to be, shut up.
Right, right.
And so they've been threatening to drown them out with protests. So they've had to go to less desirable locations.
Less desirable places.
That are farther away from the riffraff of the people. Apparently brought his gigantic yacht, Koru, and parked it in Venice.
Mm-hmm. Koru.
Koru. Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Ugh.
The one that he tried to get them to take down the London Bridge so that he could get it out? It wasn't the London Bridge.
It was a bridge in Holland. It was a bridge in Holland.
The Holland Bridge.
Yeah. And did they do that? I don't think they did.
They did not end up taking the bridge down. They deconstructed part of the boat so that it was short enough to go under the bridge.
Hmm.
Quick update, if you're headed to Country Stampede tomorrow night.
Yes.
You are not going to see the headliner you thought you were going to see.
Who did we think we were going to see?
Luke Bryan was set to take the stage at 9:30 tomorrow night at Country Stampede just outside of Topeka.
It's toward Manhattan, isn't it?
He has, due to health concerns, had to drop out of the lineup. However, last minute, they were able to get Eric Church.
Oh, I'd rather see Eric Church than Luke Bryan.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know what the rules are. Check the rules about ladies. You probably have to have a clear bag, like all of that stuff. My God, take water. If you can take water, take it. Because we've seen this with other festivals. Yeah. They run out of water. Like, do they allow that? We can look it up for you and let you know, but I would urge you to look up the rules on your way out there. Because if it's a day like yesterday, hoy.
I think it got moved to Bonner Springs, by the way.
Is it Bonner? Got it.
Bonner?
It used to be in Topeka.
It did used to be west of Topeka. I know that.
It's going to be in Bonner? That's my neck of the woods. Tomorrow's high is 89 with a 30% chance of rain. Man, this forecast stinks.
It has been hot.
Oh, my God. And finally, people in New York have realized that it's hot outside, because I'm watching the news and they're now leading with, you know, something either political or weather related.
Yeah. Do we need national news about one city getting hot weather?
Yes. If it's New York, because that's where they all are. By the way, Matthew Broderick was in a fatal car accident.
I knew it. I have a Rolodex of weird crime stories.
In August of 1987, he was in Northern Ireland with Jennifer Grey.
Now that I didn't know.
Whom he had met and started dating after Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And he was driving down the wrong side of the road. Collided head on with another car.
God.
Killing the driver, Anna Gallagher, and who was 28, and her mother, Margaret.
Oh, awful.
He was rushed to the hospital with a fractured leg and ribs, a concussion, and a collapsed lung. Jennifer Grey's injuries were so severe, she had to immediately be rushed into surgery for fear that she was going to be paralyzed. He was charged with, and this is a Northern Ireland charge, causing death by dangerous driving.
Well, that would be dangerous, driving on the wrong side of the road. Now, it was, I remember hearing it was, and like, I don't want to say an accident, but like just, it's the wrong side of the road. You're not used to being on the wrong side of the road.
He doesn't remember the accident, but he was charged with causing death by dangerous driving. Oh. He was convicted of a lesser charge and fined $175.
Oh, ouch.
Wouldn't sitting on the wrong side of the car tell you that you're supposed to be driving on the other side of the road?
I don't know. I don't understand directions, Sam.
Oh. Well, one is left and the other is right.
Why are you laughing? Because he's talking about where you're sitting in a car and you go, I don't understand directions. You're sitting on the right side of the car and driving it.
My brain doesn't compute that. I would never, ever drive. I shouldn't probably be driving here. I would never drive in Europe.
I don't think you should drive anywhere. Quick break for the news here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.